what happened in January was that a million people were lifted out of poverty. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the second day of March. Thanks, as always, for being here. The cost of the global pandemic closings, well, it's huge. An update of U.S. bankruptcies, we've got that for you as well. We'll tell you about a buy-now-pay-later startup, Klarna. So, what's been going on with the investments owned by the Oracle of Omaha? We'll look at five. The wealth tax and Jeff Bezos, it's a real deal. The Wall Street Report and a higher transaction fees are coming. Just right here, right? Let's get into the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. Aurion.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. According to a study by economists at Notre Dame and the University of Chicago, a million people were lifted out of poverty. That was in January. How? Well, according to the study, it was the result of federal stimulus checks and additional unemployment benefits. CNBC is reporting that it was the first drop in poverty since the summer, though the gains may quickly erode absent of more relief. The COVID-19 relief measure that offered $600 stimulus checks and a $300 weekly boost in jobless benefits, it also extended unemployment benefits to those who typically don't qualify, like self-employed individuals and gig workers. That cash infusion led the U.S. poverty rate to fall to 11.3% in January from 11.8% in December. If you do the math, that means about 1.6 million people fell from the ranks of the poor as the government began distributing payments. The reduction marks a turnaround from the growing hardship that emerged after the CARES Act pandemic relief began to dry up last year. More than 8 million people fell into poverty between June and December. In other economic news, the sheer number of business closings due to the pandemic does have a dollar figure attached to it, and that figure is huge. Business Insider is reporting that bankruptcies stemming from the COVID-19 health crisis could erase up to $1 trillion from corporate credit markets worldwide. All of that according to the Bank for International Settlements. The recreation sector and other consumer services industries are being the hardest hit by insolvencies, and the institution says that this is problematic going forward. The bank also said that while non-financial corporate bankruptcy rates remain fairly low in most countries, despite declines in economic activity, they are expected to rise as measures to support credit are wound back, new consumption habits and business practices accelerate the downsizing of specific sectors, and some firms will run out of liquidity. But what about bankruptcies in the United States? S&P Global Market Intelligence recently said that U.S. bankruptcies in 2020 reached a record 630 filings. Looking at this year, the pace of corporate bankruptcies in the U.S. through mid-February slowed compared with the same period last year. According to recent figures, there were 63 filings as of February 15, compared to 80 filings a year ago. Wall Street closed lower today as the market gave back some of the huge gains from yesterday. Leading the markets down were some of the big tech names. And I'll share the numbers with you in just a bit. Swedish buy-now-pay-later payments processing company Klarna has nearly tripled its valuation to $31 billion in less than 6 months after it announced a new $1 billion fundraising round. Business Insider is reporting that Klarna also said it would pledge 1% of the capital raised to newly created initiatives that focuses on key sustainability challenges around the world and would launch them on April 22nd. That would be World Earth Day. So, what is Klarna? Well, it lets customers delay payments for online purchases, and the reason it was launched is because of concerns among authorities that young people are falling into debt. According to the company website, Klarna, which was founded in 2015, has 90 million active consumers and 250,000 merchants on its payments services site. Last week, in his annual letter to followers, Warren Buffett, known to many as the Oracle of Omaha, highlighted five of his favorite stocks, which have all tripled his investment. Berkshire Hathaway owns stakes in Apple, Coca-Cola, BYD, Moody's, and American Express. According to Business Insider, those five stocks have ballooned in value by more than $170 billion in total. Meanwhile, Berkshire also has made a fortune on other stocks. For example, its Bank of America stake more than doubled in value to $31 billion, while its Charter position nearly quadrupled to north of $3.4 billion. Yesterday, we reported on the proposed wealth tax, known as the Ultra Millionaire Tax Act, introduced by Senator Elizabeth Warren. That tax would collect 2 cents on any wealth over $50 million and 3 cents on wealth over $1 billion. So, how does that impact the most wealthy in our land? According to CNBC, Jeff Bezos would owe $5.7 billion in taxes, Elon Musk would owe $4.6 billion, Bill Gates would have to pay $3.6 billion, Mark Zuckerberg would have to pay $3 billion. Warren said the tax would only affect the wealthiest 100,000 American families, or the top one-half of 1%, and would raise about $3 trillion over 10 years. She said the added revenue would go to help pay for childcare, education infrastructure, and clean energy. Critics say the tax may not be constitutional and would be easily gamed by the wealthy. U.S. stocks fell today, led by technology names, as the market gave back some of those strong gains of yesterday. After rising by more than 2% yesterday, the S&P 500 fell by 0.8, or 31 points, to close at 3870. The Dow ended the day off by 143 points at 31,391, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell by over 230 points to end the trade at 13,358. Apple and Facebook fell by a bit more than 2% each, Amazon and Microsoft shares slipped by more than 1%, and Tesla slid a whopping 4.5% on the trade today. The 10-year Treasury yield, well, that dipped to below 1.41%. Last week, it had surged to a high of 1.6%. The dip today tended to ease fears of higher borrowing costs and inflation. And finally, there is this. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that merchants could face higher credit card transaction fees in April when Visa and MasterCard are expected to raise interchange fees on some purchases. According to documents reviewed by the publication, Visa is looking to increase fees for online transactions at restaurants, and MasterCard is expected to do the same for purchases made at smaller supermarkets. Small merchants often ask their consumers to pay with cash to avoid the interchange fees charged by banks, but the pandemic has forced their hand as people now conduct almost all shopping digitally. Fees currently are about 2% or higher. And you can be assured that if Visa and MasterCard raise their fee structure, those higher transaction fees will be, yeah, passed along to you, the consumer. But hey, you already knew that. Well, that's a wrap on today's Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.